Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Before the recent conclusion of its May session, the Alaska legislature passed Senate Bill 179, sponsored by Senator Jesse Bjorkman. This legislation, as a result of extensive discussions with realtors, farmers, and municipal representatives, prohibits local governments from adding transfer taxes to the sale of houses and other real property, improves the program that provides property tax breaks to farmers, allows municipalities to defer taxes on property used for economic development, and improves the required assessor qualifications and property tax appeals process.
This is a step forward in making home ownership more attainable for all Alaskans. By prohibiting transfer taxes and fees on real estate transactions, we ensure that families, especially young and first-time home buyers, are not burdened with additional cost. This legislation will help maintain the equity in seniors' homes and make the dream of home ownership more realistic for everyone in our state,
said Senator Bjorkman. Senate Bill 161, also sponsored by Senator Bjorkman, aims to bolster Alaska's food security by amending state laws to support local farmers. This amendment aligns with recommendations from the Alaska Food Strategy Task Force 2023 report.
Recognizing Alaska's heavy reliance on imported food, amending Alaska's farm taxes will make the local food system more resilient. It also aims to lower entry barriers for new farmers, protect their privacy, and allow municipalities to extend property tax exemptions to non-food producing farms, promoting diverse agricultural opportunities.
After a reduction of staff cuts, the KPBSC is once again left hoping for a permanent change in education funding. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District walked back cuts it had previously made to several staff positions last week after the Alaska legislature approved $175 million in one-time funding for schools. However, while the single-serve financing does offer a lifeline to a district that was facing a $13.7 million deficit going into the next school year, it is far from a permanent solution.
It's all one-time funding, so everything we're receiving is for this year,
said KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland.
Always thankful for that, but it puts us back in that position of not having predictable funding. So we'll have to go through that cycle again and build off of not having anything because we have to require to present a balanced budget and then go through this again unless there's a change next year and how it's approached and if there's a more permanent fix to the base student allocation.
As a result of $11 million in one-time funding, the school board partially reversed a previous decision to institute the worst case of three different budget cut scenarios it first presented to the Borough Assembly in April.
The school board gave us the direction to move forward with scenario three, which reinstates all the cuts that we had, but to hold back on a little bit of it until the governor does sign off or at least doesn't veto any of that budget.
While the district did leave all the non-human elements of Scenario 3, the $11 million of state funding provided a means to reinstate several jobs that were cut in Scenario 1. In the short term, the pool managers, theater techs, six elementary school counselors, and seven teaching jobs are safe, but all staff filling those positions are now on a time clock counting down until the 2025 school year. Whether or not a permanent change to education funding in Alaska comes through will once again be in the hands of the Alaska legislature and Governor Mike Dunleavy. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Backers of a measure aimed at repealing Alaska's ranked choice voting system scored an early partial win in court when a judge ruled that state election officials did not violate the law or regulations when they let sponsors correct errors in petition booklets that had already been turned in. Friday's decision by Superior Court Judge Christina Rankin covers just a portion of the case brought by three voters seeking to keep the repeal measure off the November ballot. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.